Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sirwinski. On today's program, I am privileged to be joined by Perry Chamber of Commerce Executive Director, Lindsay Pasuti. Lindsay, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
So it's the day after Thanksgiving, so a lot to talk about going on today and tomorrow. So we've talked about it quite a bit already, but just give us one last reminder of everything going on today, first of all.
Yes. So tonight we have the Lighted Parade and Holiday Celebration, an annual tradition here in Perry, which, as you would guess, is a parade that's lighted, so all the floats have lights. This is an event that goes on rain, snow, or shine, fortunately and unfortunately, to carry on that tradition. So just really encourage people to still come out, bundle up, be prepared. There are a lot of awnings and things downtown to kind of be sheltered as floats go by. So there's still time to get something together and join us. Lineup is at 6 p.m. at 2nd and Otley, and the route goes from that point down Otley onto 3rd. So then from 3rd, it goes to Patty and then down to 2nd Street, which is kind of the big stretch. So just encourage people to come out. Like I said, bundle up. And then even if you don't come out for the parade, there is still the holiday celebration afterwards at La Poste. I've been in there and seen it. It is decked out. Jenny has done a wonderful job of decorating the space. La Poste is beautiful as always anyway, but with the trees and poinsettias, it's just really something special to experience, especially with the kids. So just encourage people to come out and check that out. Santa will be there, so there'll be lines of families waiting to talk to him, and also some youth singers downstairs, a station to write letters to Santa, things like that. So the parade might be affected by the weather, but that's just how it goes once we get into the winter time. The forecast has changed a lot over the last few days, but it is what it is. So just really encourage people to still come out, enjoy this tradition, come see it, and definitely head over to La Poste afterwards for the holiday festivities that are there.
All right, and I'll promote that if you want to learn more about the festivities themselves, listen to Wednesday's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program, where I was joined by Jenny Eklund. So
definitely, yes.
All right, so then tomorrow, a lot more going on. There's the Small Business Saturday, so no specific events, but obviously it's a big day for local retail.
Right, so as opposed to the Sip and Shops, which we had another great one on Wednesday, that's a designated time, businesses are still open their regular Saturday hours. Some will extend, but they'll all set their own hours, and they'll all set their own specials as well. It's a national shopping holiday that encourages people to shop local, especially sandwiched in between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And so businesses will be open, get out, and the weather will be a little bit nicer. And so get out and support those local businesses. They've got a lot of great items, products, services. And so whether it's gift certificates, stocking stuffers, or getting a jump on your holiday shopping, purchasing for your own, decorating, we've got a lot to offer here in Perry. So those businesses will be open. You'll see some shop small stuff around with bags and things like that. So it's just kind of fun to be a part of this larger movement that really is all about shopping local and supporting independent businesses.
Absolutely. And then we haven't talked about it yet before, and that's probably a gaffe on my part, maybe. But also on Small Business Saturday in the morning is the annual Tinsel Trot. So I know that's a chamber member with the Perry Booster Club, but talk about what you know about that event.
So with the Tinsel Trot, they've been doing this for a couple years now and have been doing it on Small Business Saturday. So I think it's just a fun series of events between the Lighted Parade and Holiday Celebration and the Small Business Saturday and Tinsel Trot. Like, we're just in the holiday spirit at this point. So with the Tinsel Trot, it's a fundraiser for the Booster Club, of course, as the host. They're still taking registrations. So that'll all get started at Raccoon Valley Bank Plaza, run around town, and then get out to shopping. So it should be just a fun time. Hopefully the weather, you know, again, bundle up and take part in some of the activities that we have going on.
All right. Now, looking at some other stuff going on around town right now, the Festival of Trees is going on. We've talked about that a little bit. So just remind people about that.
Right. So a great chance to get to see that is tonight during the Lighted Parade. They will be open with extended hours for people to stop in and check out the trees. They have more entries than they've ever had before, which is really awesome that there is so much participation from the community. And there's a lot of creativity that goes into those trees, a lot of creativity and efforts. Those are not just set up real quickly and repurposed every year. There's some real thought that goes into creating those masterpieces, which also makes it worth stopping in and seeing for yourself. They've been doing a great job of posting some teasers on Facebook, so that is hopefully encouraging for people to check out. But, you know, the Chamber created an entry, lots of other businesses created an entry, and so it's a good fundraiser for them to have people coming in, voting, and all that that goes into it. So just encourage people to check it out. They've got their open hours posted, so stop in anytime throughout December.
All right, and Raccoon Valley Radio also has an entry, so we're kind of competing in that, I guess.
Good luck to you, Joe.
As you as well. Now, a couple more things that we want to talk about here today. The next Chamber Coffee will be here before we know it, so talk a little bit about that.
Right, so always the second Friday of the month. Coming up in December will be the 13th, and we will be at Hotel Patti. So they've hosted before last year, right around the time that there was new ownership and management, so that was great to introduce that team back then. So now with it being, you know, a year later, now we're kind of into the regular groove of things. So the Hotel Patti will be hosting the December coffee on the 13th. So it'll be 8 a.m. Just as always, refreshments and a great time to connect with other Chamber members and community members. And then following that, right away, we will actually have our director election meeting. So still working the details if it'll be at the hotel or if it'll be at Towncraft. But this will be the special meeting real quick for selecting the board members that will start their term in 2020. So we have 3 seats open and we've had 10 nominations. So that's been really great to see those pour in with great candidates all around the community representing different member businesses. So at that time, we will elect those new board members. And all Chamber members are welcome to attend that meeting.
All right. One last thing I want to ask you about today is another event that is going to be going on during December with a Chamber member. That is the Perry Grand 3 Theater, and it's the annual Merchant Movie. So talk a little bit more about this.
Right, so as you might remember from last year, the Perry Grand 3 Theaters hosted free merchant movies. Free being that it was free for attendees to go watch the movies, but they had to get tickets at the sponsor businesses. And so again, they're doing that this year with a number of businesses. More than a dozen businesses have participated at this point, still looking for a few more to keep the cost down. So those sponsors are helping to bring these movies and providing them for free for community members. And so the first two movies, the first two weekends are already set. So starting next Saturday and Sunday, A Christmas Story will be showing at 11. And so that will be a free showing, but you have to get tickets at those merchants that are sponsoring. And then the next week will be The Polar Express. So two great movies to help get into the holiday spirit and all made possible by those merchants that are sponsoring the activity.
All right. Well, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that's about it. Otherwise, just keep an eye out for Mary the Perry Elf on the Shelf that will be visiting area businesses again this year, very soon in December.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me and happy holidays.
Thanks. You too, Joe.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.